Yeah, I don't think it's all the stuff in the car. I think it's texting. I think that that's the biggest thing. You just, like, drive right down right now, and I guarantee if I stared out the passenger window, if I wasn't driving, I guarantee you just about everybody I drive by, I'll bet you at least half of them are texting or on their phone or doing something. I think texting is the biggest hiccup with that. And I did hear about this subscription-based stuff that you're talking about, you know. But, you know, anything else in the real world, it's also market-based, okay? So if, you know, if nobody subscribes to it or very few subscribe to it, they give it up, you know, and then when they start losing market share. The other one I had heard is that apparently there's some royalties now for using Apple CarPlay and Android CarPlay, and some of the cars' radios aren't putting Apple and Android in it, and these cars are failing miserably. And, you know, and Chrysler tried it, you know, with their pickup truck. They tried going to, you know, that six-cylinder, what they call it, a Scorpion engine, Brian would probably know, failed miserably. I mean, they had to put a five-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on the car to sell it, and they were selling them $15,000 below sticker price to get rid of them. I mean, so, you know, they can try, but, you know, if you don't buy into it, eventually it bites them in the butt, you know. Go ahead, Don.